Blog Talk Radio.
You had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Well, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving because my sister and brother and nephew came from South Carolina to visit with me, and we had a great time. Probably ate too much turkey and among other things, but it was good while it was lasted. Now I got enough of turkey, collard greens, and everything else. All I'm eating now is salads this week because I've just got a little tired of eating all that other good stuff. And I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. But it's always good to be with family and friends and also being with them and talking about how thankful you are. I know I have been very thankful in the things that God has done for me and my children. And I am truly, truly blessed. Well, my name is Mary Hollis, and I am the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions that you have to make in the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, tonight we are going to talk about healthy grieving. Healthy grieving. Now, when I said healthy grieving, I know you probably will say, how can grieving be healthy? Well, it can be. And our Father God can make that happen for us. I'm going to be reading some materials dealing with healthy grieving. And this information was taken from GriefShare Daily Email. Now, something that I do want to let you know, that if you want some positive and inspirational, encouraging message that you can hear every day on a daily basis, if you will go to www.griefshare.org/daily email. If you subscribe to that, which is free, every time you read it, it's just like God just planted the right message for you that day. Well, I am going to begin. Excuse me for yawning. That's not good. But I've been up early this morning and I've had a long day. So I apologize for yawning. I am kind of sleepy and tired, but let's begin. Healthy grieving. Grief is a natural, inevitable reaction to loss. You are not given a choice about having grief, but you can choose how to grieve. Knowing the general process of healthy grieving will assist you in your grief journey. A basic understanding with practical application will enable you to work through the loss in a positive way. The first step of healthy grieving is to acknowledge and understand your own grief. The people who recover are the people who admit their loss and are able to talk about it. Understand this step and apply it. Look into your heart and explore your responses to grief so far. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at outward appearance, and the Lord looks at the heart. That's coming from 1 Samuel 16, chapter 7, verse. And And what you can say to the Lord sometimes, Lord, I am grieving. Help me grieve in my way and my time, but with wisdom. The next step to grieving, healthy grieving. You have already acknowledged that you are grieving, and you have attempted to understand your grief. The next step to this healthy grieving is to allow your needs to be recognized by others. To apply this step, you must first recognize those needs for yourself. Identify your needs right now, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Jot them down on a piece of paper. Next comes the more difficult part. Let others know your needs and allow people to help you in a concrete way. Grief is not just something you work through on your own. Most people need outside help because the things that accomplishes the resolution is talking to someone. You can accomplish some things on your own, but a support group will be beneficial. God promises to supply the help that you need, and you will be sure to send the right people and the resources that you need. But first you must turn to Jesus and ask him to help you. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. That's coming from Hebrews 4:16. And ask the Lord, I have so many needs, and I am tired of trying to be in control. Help me relinquish my needs to you and others. Yes, God wants you to let other people be there for you. There's so many people wants to help you and be there for you, and sometimes you push them away. God sends people and resources that you need. So reach out and let some people help you. You can't let anybody and everybody. You got to have wisdom. You got to be mindful, because the wrong people will take advantage of you. So be careful of that. But praying and asking God to lead and guide you and protect you, and making sure that you do, when you give your confidence to others, that it's the right people that really care about you. And here's another way to receive healthy grieving. The third step in this healthy grieving process is so simple, yet so important. It is to feel it is to feel free to grieve in your own way. I know that's something that you wanted to hear. Other people may criticize or make comments about your grieving or the amount of time it is taking you. Realize that your grief is unique. If you are honest about yourself, then you don't need to worry about what others are saying. let me give you an example of this person. Heidi, who lost her husband, said, "One thing that really upsets me is when some people say, you need to get on with your life. You need to get over the grieving process. I felt they were wrong because they had never been through this. How can they say that?" Well, Heidi, I really agree with you. They don't know until you have actually gone through it yourself. They don't know how you feel. You turn to go through grieving process. Turn to God when you are anxious, uncertain, frustrated about your grief and what other people are saying. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanks and thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the grace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That is coming from Philippians 4:6-7. Yes, let's ask our Father God. In my hurt and confusion, I come to you. Hold me close and fill me with that undesirable peace. Yes, ask for that peace that you all need. We all need to have that peace. Here's another healthy way to grieve. Try God, trust God, and cling to Him. Bring all your questions and feelings honestly to Him. Appeal to Him. Cry to Him. Confess to Him. Yell to Him, and let Him then sit back in His arms and trust. Why not trust Him? Why do you have to be alone, lost? Well, here again, Heidi, whom husband had died, if you are already in a situation that seems hopeless, and you trust in Him, and He doesn't come through for you, then you haven't lost anything. But if you truly trust in God, He's going to come through for you because He loves you very much. At least give Him the opportunity to prove Himself and your life to Him. One thing that He can feel sure of, that right now you are here today, December 1st, at Surviving the Holiday. That's the resources that God has given you. That's the resources that I was talking about. He gives you people, things, and resources. And we thank Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church and Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr., and Pastor Herman Haynes for caring about you and your grief. Let's read the scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Yes, let's ask the Father for another favor. You are the only one who will never let me down. You have promised never to, you have promised to never to pull away from me or forsake me. I put my trust in you. Amen. These are ways, healthy ways, that you can go through your grieving process. It can be healthy. Right now, I know you can't see it, but I want you to believe it. Trust in God. Let him walk with you day by day, and he will show you definitely the way. Trust him with all your heart, your all your heart, your mind and body and soul. Trust him. Put your total trust in him, and he will definitely lead you through. And you can see that this healthy grieving that they're talking about, it can become healthy. You can have peace again. You can have that peace, yes. It's so important to have a peace of mind. But if they keep on walking with the Father, step by step, you will definitely feel healthy again, at peace again. It doesn't always happen overnight, but just trust him. He will give you that peace and that light that you need. Well, I have some announcements to make. We are having, just like I mentioned about Grief Share, I talked about Grief Share. Grief Share is an organization that is there to help you in any way possible to get through these times in your life, especially the holiday. Well, the Greater Piney Grove is having a workshop called Surviving the Holiday. It's from 10 to 12. There are going to be a video with different people giving personal testimonies regarding how they're coping and what they have done in the past to cope through the holiday. I hope that you'll be able to attend and tell as many other people there that you can mention this to you too, to come and be encouraged. Also, the Widow Ministry is having our regular Christmas get-together at the Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest from 9 to 11 a.m. I hope that you can be there. And also, during that time, we are collecting a shoebox filled with toiletry. It's a shoebox project that we are collecting, shoebox filled with toiletry for mother and children in shelters. So we want to go and take as many shoeboxes filled with goodies, include some candy cane, something sweet for Christmas, and decorate your box. And if you don't want to decorate the whole box, make sure that you put some sort of Christmas ribbon on it to make it look very decorative. We want at least 30 or more shoeboxes done by the third Saturday so we can go ahead and deliver it to the shelter where women and children are being kept. So I hope that you'll be able to be a part of this project that we're doing. It's always good to give back instead of receive. Yeah, of course, Christmas is time for giving, and we receive too, but it's more to give than receive. Just remember, these healthy tips that I mentioned, the different healthy breathing tips, and also the scripture. And I'm going to repeat this scripture over again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Got to totally trust him in everything that you do. So, and that scripture is coming from Proverbs, chapter 3rd chapter, 5-6 verses. I love that scripture because I want to continue to trust him and believe in him, because he's the only one that can give me that peace of mind and happiness that I want in life. If we keep trusting in him, that's exactly what you're going to get, a peace of mind. Well, that's the end of our show tonight. I hope that you will have a wonderful holiday in spite of your loss. Try to do something that's memorable for the two of you and your family. And that's also a healthy way of getting through the holiday also, doing something that y'all used to do together. Don't stop the tradition. Keep it up. It's always good to do. Well, that's the end of our show. Tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. I hope that you will have a blessed week. And just knowing that you, too, can have a healthy grieving, period. And the best way to do that is to trust in God and believe that he will get you through each and every day. Be blessed, and I will talk with you next week, same time, same place. Be blessed.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Lady of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.